Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Bitcoin to the moon! Let's go!
Dogecoin to the moon and Dogecoin, Shiba Inu.
Yeah, let's go!
Oh my goodness. I'm literally looking at Robinhood and crypto.com right now. I'm literally looking at the price action.
And I'm asking our assistant, Jacob, what on earth cryptocurrency is.
I would love to hear what he has to say. What's the basic idea? Are you actually asking it?
I actually did. Because Bitcoin is at 68,000, or was, this week.
Yeah. It broke all-time high.
Which to people like me, well, I'm not... I don't have any crypto. The crypto I do have is locked away.
Oh yeah, on that drive somewhere.
Yes, if you remember from our first cryptocurrency episode, I have a bad history with crypto.
Was it XRP?
No, I'm not going to tell the name of this scam that is an online China-based cryptocurrency exchange. But my stuff is locked. It's locked in China.
Is it? Is it like Walnut? Is it Voyager or something?
I mean, you could keep listing names.
Voyager,
Coinbase. I think you'll end up with
Celsius.
It. No, no.
Because all those got shut down, I think,
yeah,
which is really sad.
And that was my biggest concern when we first talked about crypto.
They
I was
all
like,
got shut down.
It's these giant platforms that are leveraged, right, that present a problem.
They all went bankrupt.
And specifically with mine, it's got like
FTX.
Money laundering stuff. Like there's something going on with it that Congress was just like, no, we're shutting this down in the U.S.
and TikTok,
probably for good reason. Oh my. Well, anyway, here we are. We're talking about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin hit an all-time high this week. Congratulations, ye owner.
Thank you.
Of crypto.
Sorry for the bottom. Now we're here.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling all my friends, come out of the woodworks. Like, get your coin wallets. It's coming back.
Yep. This is the time that people end up buying.
Yes.
And it's those. I don't know if you've seen those memes online. Pump it, dump it, and you got the just average Joe buying at the highest point.
Yeah.
And then it crashes to the ground inevitably.
It's actually really sad, to be honest, because I'm not sure where we're going to go with this episode, but I bought it in 2020 or 2021. Some of it at its low, some of it at its peak, and then it just crashed.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, Andrew told me not to do this.
Me?
Probably. And I didn't sell. I just held on to it.
There you go.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to lock this away, and maybe in 20 years, I'll be a millionaire. Who knows?
There you go.
And 4 years later, literally 4 years later, yes, we're finally coming back. And I'm finally breaking even. I literally, like, my last time I bought Bitcoin, it was telling me I paid, like, $64,000 for it. So I'm an idiot from 2021, for what it's worth. I'm that guy who did that. But now it's at 69.
There you go. Nice.
Anyways, my point was, I'm getting a lot of friends who are reaching out about, I'm going to throw some money in crypto now. This is a great time. I'm like, this is the all-time high.
Yes.
This is actually a really scary time to jump in.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
But it's when people want to, because it has the most favor with the news.
Oh, social media.
And social media, and it's, you know, Bitcoin to...
something.
I don't know, 100,000. You know, I have a friend saying it'll go to 1 million.
That's the thing,
He's
bro.
He's probably right.
Maybe. I don't know, man. We could talk about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of directions we could go with crypto.
I know. I think I was more, maybe on our last episode years ago, I was probably more bullish on it. And
yes,
I still am kind of bullish on it. I think the fact that we're still talking about it 3 or 4 years later means it's probably here to stay.
It's not going away.
Culturally, it's been accepted.
Yeah.
ETF approval happened. Wall Street's now accepted it. Your mom and dad are going to be investing into it, moving forward with their funds without even knowing it. Like, it's kind of unprecedented times, but I still, actually, I've never been more confused than ever about the end game of crypto.
Yes.
So.
Fair enough.
Also, if Bitcoin went to a million a coin, do you know what the like market cap would have to be? It's like impossible.
Yeah.
Theoretically. I don't know how it would ever get that. Unless the dollar.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's the direction to go.
Oh, gosh. And that's
what's
honestly,
the future of the dollar? Is Bitcoin a threat to the dollar?
I think there's a lot of things that are. The dollar is a threat to America at this point. So anything, whether it's gold or Bitcoin or whatever asset class you want to have.
Yes.
I mean, it's going down.
Yeah. I feel like to understand Bitcoin, you first have to understand why it was put together in the first place.
Yeah.
And I am no expert or theologian. Mm-hmm. But your dollar is a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, it doesn't have any value at all.
It's no better than a Dogecoin.
Well, other than what the government says it's worth. This right. is a dollar and it means something.
Yeah.
We used to have a gold standard.
Until that was stripped away?
Yeah. Until it was physically impossible to
back
get all, to like have all the gold in the chambers or whatever they had. They had like Fort Knox. That's where they kept all the gold. And mm-hmm. Just too much. So they were like, well, got to do away
printer.
With this. Money printer. For sure.
Must be in a deficit.
Yeah. So, yeah. So how do you respond to people when they say, you know, what is like, what is Bitcoin? What is yeah. it? What is it, Isaiah?
Man, I think you're going to get a number of different answers depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
My favorite person that I've been looking at as far as the future, like I'm talking 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Is Michael Saylor.
Okay.
MicroStrategy. And I think he started the latest Bitcoin pump because MicroStrategy bought like $115 million worth of Bitcoin. He owns a ton personally, whatever. But his famous line is Bitcoin is the exit.
Okay.
And it's like, what does that mean? He's like, no, like the end game. Because people ask him, when are you going to sell? Like, what's your end game, Michael?
Yeah.
When are you going to be selling? He's like, no. Like, I'm exiting. People ask, when are you going to exit? And he's like, no, Bitcoin is the exit.
It is the exit.
The dollar. Which is really interesting.
From the dollar.
Yeah.
It's where everything's moving, according to.
It's where banks, economies,
yeah,
country will shift away from the dollar.
Why?
Because it's not held back like the dollar. It's not it's finite, right? So if we go back to circulation, and the problem of the dollar is they have these things called printers.
Uh-oh.
They keep printing money.
At the Fed.
Like, we need more money, so let's just print it. And All of a sudden you got how many trillions in circulation? I think if you look at like a graph, it's just like from 30 years ago, the dollar bought you this much, and I'm doing a big hand gesture.
Yes.
At the top of the of your purchasing power, and now it doesn't go as far, right? Why is inflation a real thing? Why does McDonald's not have a freaking dollar menu anymore?
Uh-oh. It's like a $3 menu.
Yeah, if that.
Maybe even more.
I went to Chick-fil-A. It cost me like $36 for my family.
Yikes.
You know? Houses, like everything costs more. And some of that is like, oh, well, COVID caused some stuff and this caused some stuff. It's like, no, because they printed money.
They printed money.
Because the dollar is not worth as much.
For the checks, right? The stimulus checks.
Yeah, stimulus,
the
PPP loans.
As they called them. I saw somewhere that, and I think this was true in like 22, 21. Is it, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm completely wrong. I might
be
completely
wrong. And I think you're right.
I think it's like over half at that point of dollars.
Ever in circulation
were printed like in the last 2 years. This was like in 2022. It might be different now, but think about that. What does that mean long term?
Well, what does that mean now? It means you've diluted your circulation. Like you've literally hurt that currency. You've hurt the value that it holds.
When you say hurt, do you mean like the global trust of the dollar or our trust of the dollar as Americans?
I think there's international repercussions.
Yeah.
There will be. I mean, another good thing, I'm not the expert on this. I haven't done nearly enough research. But if you look at other countries that have done what we're doing, you know, all of a sudden it costs a million insert your currency for a burger.
Yes.
It starts to get crazy and it doesn't go as far. And there's problems.
Yeah.
Because of that. So Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the exit, theoretically, because there's only 21 million, supposedly.
There's the Satoshi guy that owns, like, you know what I'm talking about. The guy that invented Bitcoin, the mysterious figure. Yeah.
If he exists, we don't even know.
I hear he might be a group of people.
He might be.
That pretend to be
maybe
one person.
Maybe he's all of us.
Maybe we are Satoshi.
I go, like, super religious. Like, maybe we... What?
Satoshi was the guy who invented Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And he has the, I don't know, he has like a large number or a percentage of them, which is scary because that's someone with a very high net worth right now that's anonymous.
It's true.
Think about that.
And there's people, like, there is a screenshot on Twitter of this guy who had Bitcoin. They saw that there was a, because all the ledger of Bitcoin is live. Anybody can see what was transferred. It's completely open sourced and peer to peer. And someone saw that they had transferred a ton of Bitcoin. Like, we're talking a couple thousand coins or something.
Oh boy.
And it looks like this guy had had it since 2010. And so that guy's been holding for literally 13 or 14 years.
He's been holding on for dear life and he cashed out.
He cashed out.
And he cashed out big.
So
it's really interesting.
It is interesting. There's other aspects that are really interesting, like miners. And so they get rewarded for essentially solving what they call problems, which I think basically means they're facilitating the ledger protocols that are happening from peer to peer.
Yeah.
And so they're getting rewarded for processing that, kind of like, I don't know, a program would, or a bank would, like a fee for that.
Yeah.
But every 4 years, that supply is cut in half. And the reward, I think, is cut in half for miners,
yes.
Which
so,
is what comes up.
So for those unfamiliar, I think what Isaiah is referring to is the halving.
The
halving. It's an event in time where the Bitcoin supply goes down by half. So it costs more money to mine. Mm-hmm. And it's sort
of... The reward is half as much.
Yeah, the reward is half as much for miners, which means that the value potentially...
Has to go up.
It has to go up inevitably over time, and that was the design of Bitcoin.
It was.
Partially.
Yep.
Was to ensure that there'd be a supply of it. This sounds like a doomsday scenario.
It does. So, yeah. And then... I really don't actually, this is where I'm really embarrassed. I don't fully understand the different, like, coins and how they come into the picture. I know there's different networks and protocols and different problems that they're solving. But what the heck is Dogecoin do or Shiba Inu? All I know is they're up, like, 300%, which I'm grateful for.
Wait, they're up 300%?
Oh, dude.
Are you kidding me?
If you are invested in those.
If you're in a meme
so
coin.
So Bitcoin will move up 10%. Yes. Altcoins, what they're called, will move up. Like, by an X factor, because it follows Bitcoin. So a lot of guys will make money trading on these crap coins, is what I'll call them.
I've heard about this, and
it's my biggest win right now. It's not actually Bitcoin.
It's the Dogecoin that's up 300%.
Dude, I still had Dogecoin. I
mean,
it was a
the
joke.
Moon. Yeah, it was a joke.
It's my biggest gain right now in my portfolio. It's like, this is a joke.
That's crazy.
And Shiba, which is another knockoff Doge.
Yeah.
Fueled by, I guess, Elon was the one pumping it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it does. I don't think it does anything. I don't think it's going to be worth anything.
Well,
it's
we'll
just
see.
Riding the Bitcoin wave.
What if it replaces Bitcoin and there's nothing left?
I don't think it can because
it can't.
The Shiba...
It's disappointing.
The circulation is like that of the dollar. It's really bad.
They just keep printing more.
Yeah.
Unlimited supply
unlimited,
of Dogecoin.
There's a
it's
lot.
Funny.
There's a lot to go around, so...
Yeah.
I own like 8 million sheep, just for what it's worth.
Nice.
Which is worth like, I think it's like $500.
So if it ever becomes a dollar, you're going to be doing well.
I'll be great. The thing is, though, someone was telling me, like, oh, I wonder if sheep could ever hit a penny even, or a dollar.
Yeah.
If it hit a penny, I'd make great money. But the thing is, for that to happen, again... The mathematics behind market cap and the supply and demand is like, that's kind of like almost impossible, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. But
yeah.
Anyways, I really want to hear what ChatGPT said.
Oh yeah. So I asked ChatGPT because I mean I know very little about Bitcoin.
Oh, same.
And you.
But
know
I got my life savings in it. You know.
That's right. Yes. And so I asked for a definition for the uninitiated, which is me. Cryptocurrency is a type of digital or virtual currency that uses cryptography for security. It operates on decentralized networks, typically based on blockchain technology, which is a distributed ledger enforced by a network of computers. Bitcoin was the first currency. Since then, various others like Ethereum, Ripple have emerged. And we also mentioned Dogecoin has also emerged. These digital currencies enable secure, transparent, and they're describing anonymous transactions.
A lot of good and bad and ugly.
That's right.
That's the problem with change.
Oh, yes.
There's some good things and there's a whole lot of bad things.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone who is worried about the collapse of the dollar?
Gosh.
Just kind of throwing in that. And they go, well, Bitcoin looks nice. I don't have any Bitcoin. Is this a good hedge against
someone
against
really
the
close to me? And I'm not going to say, ask me this question.
Name drop.
I'm not going to. I don't think it's a bad idea. The general thumb that I've seen on finance guys, which has changed over the last 5 years. Years
Are you
ago,
talking about
like,
the money guys on the money guy
no,
show?
No, just Twitter, finance
just,
Twitter,
oh yes.
Which is basically the money guys and their entire niche micro group.
Gotcha.
They were all like, don't touch crypto with a 10-foot pole, mm-hmm. right? It's dangerous. You're if you don't have like $100,000 in the market, what are you even doing toying around with Bitcoin? And I generally like agree with that. Now they're changing their tune. They're like, really, you probably want 5% of your portfolio mm-hmm. in crypto, which was not the rule years ago. Now they're like, hey. Yeah. So a lot of guys are like, hey, I've had 5% of Bitcoin. It's literally doubled in the last 6 months. I'm having to sell off and keep that portfolio allocation at 5%.
Yeah.
And
that's
interesting. Which is a great tactic. And so a lot of guys that are now doing that are like, hey, when I buy, you know, $95 of VOO, I'm buying $5 of Bitcoin.
Yeah, VOO for the uninitiated is an index fund that tracks the S&P 500, also paying dividends. If you get it on Vanguard or Charles Schwab, it has very low fees. And so that's kind of the self-managed type investment thing.
Not financial advice.
Not financial advice, but for those referencing VOO, right? Or
VOO,
for those who don't know what VOO is, it's not a crypto coin. It is a I think it's called an index
fund. Yeah. Or ETF, I guess.
Yes. And
actually,
so
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right. An ETF. But basically what you're saying is you've got people investing in the S&P 500 at the rate of 95% and then 5% allocated into crypto.
If you're doing dollar cost averaging,
yes.
Which is
and that's the
years
whole
ago
other
no
thing.
One did that.
Yeah.
You were all in on Bitcoin and you were and now
yes.
it's like no. Really smart people who are really wealthy, like, I put 5% of my portfolio in it because that's where the world's going. It's like, that is interesting.
And if it really is the exit, what does it mean if you've got 0% of it and it's the exit?
You missed out.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
And you know what? And this is what I push back when people say that a little bit. This is something to remember. If worst case scenario happens and you've got no crypto and the world becomes a crypto world, in a previous episode, I talked about how someone looking to start a business should start a gutter cleaning business and a downspout connection business. Remember I said that?
Yeah.
When there is no dollar, crypto millionaires and billionaires who are kings on top of the mountain of society, they're going to still need their gutters cleaned and they're going to have to pay in crypto.
That's true.
You're going to have a product or a service that they need.
For sure.
Knowledge, skills, marketing.
I mean, if we want to
sales,
if we want to chase that tangent down, theoretically, you might get paid by your employer
in crypto.
Crypto, yeah.
Yes,
which is really weird.
So maybe don't. I'm gonna push the stop button on the panic for those who are going crazy about the fact that the dollar could be nothing and Bitcoin is everything in the future. Sure, I think if it happens, it will be a slow progression.
Oh, for sure.
That's obvious. Right now, I think we are seeing the signs of a progression in that direction. Does it continue? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know for certain. Nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, I think, again, I'm just going to nuke the conversation. I think...
Go for it.
Because of my worldview, I don't think Bitcoin probably actually stands out. Either it is part of the end of the age coin and something is being used there, or... Honestly, if I'm the government, I'm like, I'm not going to accept Bitcoin. We're going to create our own government coin because we're going to monitor
and track
and tax
everyone.
You and track everything. That's what I would do if I was the government.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think virtual currency and moving away from the dollar is for sure on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Bitcoin's going to be
sure
the replacement.
Yeah.
Not if the government has anything to say about it.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I think it's a huge threat to the, threat to the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Bitcoin is.
Yeah.
The illegal Fed.
Oh, the Fed.
Are we going to go down that road?
I don't think we are. I'm not very educated, but...
Yeah, we already started. We came out swinging in the beginning.
Yeah.
Your dollar's worth nothing. I think I started that way.
Yeah. It's not. It's not as worth as much as it was.
From a certain perspective. It's just what the government tells you it is.
Yeah.
And we know the government's trustworthy.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good at finance. They're like exceptionally good.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So, Isaiah, where do you see the future? I mean, we talked about this a little bit. You think it's also a slow and steady move towards something? Do you think that's where it's headed? Mark of the Beast stuff?
Maybe.
Is a crypto an element of the Mark of the Beast system?
I think it's too early to say that. I don't think so. I think crypto is just a technology, and technology has picked up. AI has picked up. All these things have picked up, so it's not new. And I don't think it's therefore related to Mark of the Beast. But I think technology might play a part in the Mark of the Beast, right? So it's like, well, it could be.
Yeah.
You know? Currency will be a part of the Mark of the Beast in the end times, but that could be the dollar. It could be anything. And so
it's
too early perhaps to tell. Yeah. Maybe we're way off. Maybe we're like, no, it's actually going to be this thing in 100 years or 500 years. I don't know.
It's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So buy Dogecoin.
That's right. And Shiba Inu. Is that the other one you got?
Shiba Inu.
Very cool.
Ethereum, Bitcoin. What else we got out there?
Well, there was Tron.
Tron.
That's
Matic.
A lot of what I had, what I have stuck in China right now is Tron.
Yeah.
Boy, if Tron goes crazy.
Bro, I bet you're going crazy right now.
I don't even want to look, Isaiah. Don't you tell me. Don't tell me how.
Andrew is a millionaire in Tron.
That would suck. That'd be awful. That'd be the absolute worst if Tron just went nuts.
Yeah.
And it's in China. And I'm never getting it.
You could go to China.
No, I couldn't. I think I could if I became a citizen of China.
Dude, if you had $5 million, hypothetical question, if you had $5 million in Tron and you had to become...
Would that be worth it?
Would it be worth it? Would you do it?
I don't know. I don't know what it takes to be a Chinese citizen.
Fair enough.
Is it worth $5 million? Maybe. I don't know. I'll ask Peter about that one.
Yeah.
How hard is it?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm super curious.
It's true. So we've talked about what Bitcoin is. We've talked about how...
We've tried to talk about what
we've tried
is.
To talk about something we know very little about, if you can't tell. But we're bullish on it. We think it's got a future.
It's part of our portfolio.
Yeah.
My portfolio.
Yeah, no, mine too. Just elsewhere. So is there a way to avoid the hype of Bitcoin for those who are in it, excited about it, and avoid that shot of adrenaline that happens when it goes up and that like doom feeling when it goes down, right? I don't know if you can relate to this, but this has been my crypto experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, I'm kind of glad it's stuck in China. I can be emotionally removed from the highs and lows.
Yeah.
How would you say someone could invest hypothetically and make it a non-emotional venture? I like what you said about the 95 and 5 thing. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You're talking about asset allocation and dollar cost averaging.
You're talking
Can
about
you hit on
enough,
those a little bit?
You're talking about a long enough time horizon. You're not talking about emotional trading,
yes.
day trading, FOMO. If you're someone who's jumping in right now and you've never been into it, you're probably someone who's going to jump out of it as soon as it crashes. So it means you're not built for it. But if you are an investor and you do have enough wit and you have grit and you can you have perseverance through the market, mm-hmm. I think crypto should totally be a part of your strategy. And it's a small portion and you're holding on for the next 10 years and maybe you're dollar cost averaging or maybe you're just whatever. Like, yeah, I think there is a way to do it that doesn't contain emotion. But if you are feeling the FOMO or you are feeling the...
yeah.
You know,
that's like, not a good reason
to
get
the gut
in.
Drop in your stomach and it's all going away. You went wrong somewhere.
Yeah. I like what that guy said about, you know, waiting for your first 100,000 to begin. He said at first, I think there's some wisdom to that because if you've got less than that, and it depends on where you are in your like finance journey towards FIRE and early retirement stuff. But if you're, you can take risks differently when you have a high net worth.
Yeah, historically, you know, you're supposed to invest, get it from the place that is like the most quote-unquote guaranteed return, right? The market. Mm-hmm. You're 10% every year. From there, once you have that cushion, it's like, well, maybe you want to dabble in some individual stocks or maybe you want to dabble in wine and art and things that are like kind of a little more risky, right? Like, probably shouldn't do that, but if you wanted to, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like Bitcoin's in that category. It's like, well, or it was in that category where it's like, okay, if you want to take some risks,
yeah,
go for it. But if you are the college kid who's like, oh, I want to become a billionaire. I got 20 bucks and I got it on Chipotle and Bitcoin. It's like, well, no, don't do that.
Yeah, that's just going to give you a heart attack. You're going to be like, oh no, I lost my life savings. Oh yes, I made 100% this week. Oh,
I lost it all.
That's tough.
Yeah,
I've lived that life.
I have to.
Don't recommend it.
Which, hey, for some, this is what's really sad. Is for some, it turned like for me, I took those experiences and I was like, okay, how do I actually invest?
Yeah.
Now that I've had my losses and I've been day trading or whatever, I realized there's actually a better way to invest.
Oh,
which
this
is kind
is
of
good.
The start of the financial journey.
I like where you're going. I'm pushing the button, as we say.
Yeah. For some, and I know these people. They're older people. They're my friends. You get burned. You get these experiences, and you're like, I don't trust the market. I'm not going to invest. It's not worth it. But it's like, the system, you know, scared you. And the system being our culture of just like, get rich quick, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah. Just don't invest emotionally. And there's a lot of emotionalism and hype with Bitcoin and crypto. I think I think that was well said, Isaiah.
Thanks.
Sweet. Well, I think it's time to wrap up our crypto conversation. I hope you gathered something from this. I think it was a pretty entertaining conversation for me. We'll probably do crypto in the future when it hits 100,000. That's right. And coming up in the next couple weeks, you got anything you'd like to tease? Any topics that are kind of mulling that you're mulling over?
I'm thinking for a second here.
We definitely want to hit life insurance again.
We need to hit life insurance
because I've got to do some edits, not edits, but there's some products I'm learning about that I'm pretty hype about right now.
Yeah, nothing like really strike me right now.
Okay,
I'm in a really good season. I feel like with
awesome
some business.
You got
stuff.
A chicken coop.
I got a chicken coop.
Let's go.
Yeah, chickens, eggs.
We're gonna hear
that could be an
next
episode.
But, we'll just keep the door open and we'll hear if you got a rooster.
No roosters allowed.
No roosters allowed.
Yeah. The chickens will be living like next week in the room right behind here.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
For what it's worth.
Like the little chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
We're going to have 10 of them.
Nice.
So anyways, really I don't know what topic we want to hit, but I'm sure.
Yeah, we got a few of them. We could hit home renovations if we really want to go in the deep dive of all that and
could.
And what to do and what not to do and how to do things and how to flip stuff. Because I'm passionate about that stuff.
Yeah.
Flipping things, man.
Like flipping.
Flipping houses.
Flipping houses.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Let's do it. Anyway.
I would love to talk maybe about, I know you're trying to end the episode.
Oh, no,
you're cutting you off.
I'm not trying to end it. I keep talking about what the future holds.
One of my favorite subjects is raising your income.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Making money and getting out of your 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Which is really dangerous for most people. But I'm aware that's not for everybody. I think that is the exit for most people. It's out of the system.
Nice. Well, cool. So, well, we got lots of good stuff coming up in future weeks. Let us know what you thought about the crypto episode. If you have any specific questions that we could attempt to tackle next time, let us know. And for now, it's been, almost said Victory 91.5. It is Finance Fam, not in fact Victory 91.5, the sound of revival.
Making safe people.
Dangerous.
Dangerous and
Christians.
Finance. I'm trying to think of like a finance.
Our tagline, what would it be? Yeah, getting through this recession together. We talked about that.
Right.
Which we did.
It kind of needs to evolve.
We made it through.
Yeah. Making passive people active.
Active?
That's kind of weird. That's
active people.
All right, we got to end this. Yeah, I'm not sure where we're going now.
We do. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. And remember, don't look back.
Look ahead to Bitcoin hitting 100K. Hey.